This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1522, 10 Easy Ways to Reduce Stress, by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we recently got permission from Adam Murray to narrate articles from his site. Adam knew from a young age that he wanted to explore and find what makes him happy and uncomfortable. He grew up as a very shy kid, but over time, he was able to defeat what was holding him down. He started to realize that the greatest things in life, whether it being your happiness or successes, all come on the outskirts of your comfort zone. Since then, he's been exploring the world and everything in between and trying to make each day his best day. He wants to share with you his experiences and hopefully influence you to make each day your best as well. To discover more insights from Adam, visit livingthisgoodlife.com. But for now, let's get right to our first post from Adam as we optimize your life. 10 Easy Ways to Reduce Stress, by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. Are you someone who lives a fairly stressful life? Well, you're not alone. In fact, I think most of us are stressed beyond our capacity. Especially in today's society, it's hard not to submit to all the stressors that surround us. With work, deadlines, bills, debts, family matters, and so much more, it can begin to pile up. Not to mention all of the toxic social media, fake news, bad news, and every other advertising and spam that's thrown our way can be overwhelming. I used to get stressed out over a lot of things, but over time, I learned many different tips and tricks to reduce that stress. It's made my life a lot better and much healthier. Here are several different ways to reduce stress. 1. Exercise, even a little bit. Obviously, you've heard this one before, but it's so important. Exercising has an endless amount of benefits, including stress relief. I think a lot of people shy away from this one because they think they need to go to a gym to exercise. But it's really not about that. The best exercise is the one you love. If you love walking, then go for a walk. If you love playing tennis, then go play tennis. If you love going to the gym, then go to the gym. 2. Declutter your home. This is one of my favorite things to do when I'm stressed out. When you're able to declutter junk that's been piling up in your home for years, it feels amazing. It helps with decluttering your thoughts. Having a beautiful, calm living space can help reduce your stress. So take a look at your closet or a junk drawer and go through it. Take out the things you don't need and donate it or toss it. 3. Declutter your social media. This is a huge one for me. I used to follow all the celebrities and drama. One day, I decided to get rid of all of them. Unless these accounts are giving off nothing but good vibes, just delete it. Keeping track of other people's drama does nothing for you, except waste your time and add more stress. Even challenge yourself. Try to drop your following number down to 100 people. Keep only your friends and family and maybe a few positive celebrities. Surround yourself with good vibes. You'll be amazed at how good this one feels. 4. Practice self-care. I think this one is crucial to reducing stress. Like exercise, it has many other benefits as well. make sure you're practicing self-care. You need to be doing things you love to feel your best each day. Even if it's for 15 minutes, it's still better than nothing. You can't give 100% to other people, like kids and family, if you're not at 100% yourself. You're only giving them what's left in the tank. This doesn't serve anyone. Self-care is never selfish. It benefits everyone else in the process. So, get that massage, go for your walk, visit the beach, read a book, or whatever else you love. Always make time for self-care. 5. Meditate. This one is mind-blowing. Start meditating as soon as you can. It works wonders for your stress, even if it's only for 5 to 10 minutes a day. Meditation helps you declutter all of the thoughts jumping around in your brain. There are so many free apps out there that offer meditation. The one I really like is called Muse. It tracks how calm you are as you go through the session. Then it teaches you how to calm yourself more and more over time. 6. Talk to someone. This is pretty important and really works for anything. Don't bottle things up inside when you're stressed out. Talk about them. Tell a family member, friend, or even your dog or any animal. Just saying things out loud can really help with that weight on your shoulders. Knowing that someone is there for you to talk to can really help in minimizing your stress. 7. Get the quality sleep you need. I think a lot of us struggle with this one. We're either up really late thinking about work in the middle of the night or eating a bunch of food right before we go to bed. All of these things, plus so much more, can affect your sleep. If you can aim for 7 to 8 hours of regular sleep each night, it can really help with stress. Here are some things to help with sleeping. Make sure your room is dark. No electronics in your room. Don't watch TV or be on your phone 2 hours or less before going to bed. Sleep in a cold room. Put your pets out of the room. I know this one is tough. Go to bed at the same time each night, even on weekends. And don't eat 2 hours or less before going to bed. 8. Go out in nature. This might be my favorite thing to do in the world. I love getting out in nature, away from everything, breathing in the fresh air, and just absorbing life itself. Being outside, away from society, even for a short period of time, can have huge benefits on your health, including reducing stress. Go out there and think of nothing. Just take in each moment at a time and enjoy. 9. Start hugging more. Hugging releases endorphins throughout your body that make you happy and may help reduce stress. Try to hug your friends, family, and pets as much as you can. Each time you do, you're helping them out and helping yourself out. I try to aim for 10 to 12 hugs a day. It may sound silly, but it works. And 10, spend quality time with loved ones. Spend as much time with the people you love. Life is already short, so don't push off spending time with those people. Having a great time with loved ones and just enjoying the moment can help so much with reducing stress. This one can never be overused. I hope you're able to try out a few of these tips and start implementing them into your daily lives. You certainly don't have to try them all, but the more you can do, the better. Give yourself that time each day to do things that make you feel good. That's what life's all about. You deserve it. You just listened to the post titled 10 Easy Ways to Reduce Stress by Adam Murray of livingthisgoodlife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When today's author, Adam, mentioned that some of us are stressed beyond our capacity, that reminded me of an experience I recently had. I was driving to work, and as I normally do, I was listening to the news. As the on-air personality was mentioning the day's headlines and all of the stories they were going to cover, I realized my heart rate started increasing and my hands started feeling sweaty. I said to myself, "Wait a second. You're having a stress response right now." All of the day's news headlines were super negative, and they actually started affecting me. So I listened to my own advice and turned off the news. I then took 5 deep, calming breaths and then played some of my favorite music to distract myself. Soon enough, my heart rate went back to normal, I stopped sweating, and probably most importantly, my mood improved. Now, what's great about all of the tips today's author, Adam, shared is that they are all backed by actual research, and that means they work. We just have to actually use them. Oh, and when it comes to his suggestion about getting out in nature, that's something we're actually going to talk more about later on this week. So for now, that'll do it for today's post. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.